Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded on Sunday, February 3, 2019, for the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. The Old Testament reading is Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 4 through 10. The psalm for the day is the first six verses of chapter 71 read responsively. The New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 1 through 13. The Gospel is Luke chapter 4 verses 21 through 30. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Gary Brandenburg. Assisting with worship is Pastor Jen Collins.
Good morning! Welcome to worship today. I was remarking earlier, it felt kind of warm coming in, didn't it? Yeah. Well, we gather today around God's Word, which is a word of love, which warms us today. A few announcements I want to share with you. First of all, if this is your first time visiting St. Andrew, welcome. We're glad that you're here with us. Know that you are welcome to commune, to partake in the Holy Meal. If that's something you're accustomed to, please know you are welcome to the table. Thank you for those who attended the annual meeting at the service last week. We elected some new council members who will be installed today during worship. We approved a spending plan for 2019, and some constitutional changes were introduced. You'll learn over the next couple of Sundays that those who are interested in hearing more about those, as we prepare to discern or vote upon them at another congregational meeting yet to come this year that will likely align with the calling of a pastor. It's important for us to consider what those changes are. Many of them are updates that come along with the model constitution. So if you'd like to check that out, it's online. I know you're probably thinking, sure, Pastor Jen, I'll go find the church constitution online. But it's actually a really beautiful document, a very missional document, and it ties us to the larger body of Christ. So I'd invite you to find that. You can find the annual report, the spending plan, all underneath the About tab on the St. Andrew website. Confirmation this week is a field trip, and so if you're a confirmation student or a parent of a confirmation student, if you're planning on meeting us out at St. Anthony and Marathon, please do send me a quick email so we don't miss anyone for the bus. The bus will start loading at 6, so it's an earlier time than usual, and it will be back between 8 and 8:15, so slightly longer time. But we're thrilled to go visit our neighbors. They're just 10 minutes down the road this way, and they have a depth of resources that help us deepen our relationship with God. So please do take notice of that email. I'll send another reminder out on Tuesday. I also understand there's a game of some kind later today. Someone said to me, Pastor Jen, do you even care? And I said, I'm a little indifferent this year. But we do have Super Bowl snacks available. Thank you to those who made them. This year, the social ministry team has decided that we'll go to the benefit of the St. Andrew youth who are headed to Appalachia for the mission trip. There is still one spot that is open on that trip. So if you're in high school and you'd like to find a way to connect or serve with a whole bunch of people, it's a great opportunity to do so. You can find out more online. Many other announcements are here for your review. But for now, we begin worship with our call to worship, and Al has a few words about that for us.
The song we're playing this morning is called My Dancing Pig. And about as long as you can do the words, so I'm going to explain them to you about what we're doing. The song is an old English, it's called a carol, but it is not a carol. It's the life of Christ. We're not going to do all the verses, but I want to read at least the first line of the book, so this is a story of Christ's life. I was born a virgin pure. They made me the major of that. And rather than the refrain always goes, sin, oh sin, my love, my love, my love, my love. This
I would invite you to please stand as we join in our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Gathered into God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths and the thoughts of our hearts and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. Our gathering song. Liturgy setting for today is setting 3, which begins on page 139 at the front of the hymnal. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Take away the sin of the world and
have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and that we may obtain what you promise. Make us love what you command, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
I'd like the children to come and join me. Children, come and join me right up here. Keep standing. Come right around me. Pretend I'm a stick, and you're going to gather, or a tree, and you're going to gather around the tree. Man, you guys are looking great today. Okay, I want you to look up there. What do you see? What besides the cross? What's up there? A star. And the star is shining, and we don't want to put you up there. But you're just like that star. When you were baptized, we prayed that you would let your light shine before others like that star, and they would see your good works coming to Sunday school, and they would give glory to God because of who you are. And we are thankful that you're here. And let's pray, and then you can go to Sunday school class and learn about Jesus. Jesus, bless these children. So thankful for their parents who bring them here. Pray that they will grow so that they can be just like all the adults in this room. People who love God and receive Jesus into their life. Do that for these youngsters today, we pray. Amen. And bless their teachers. All you guys, adults who are sitting here, there's some other adults in the back who are going to take care of these kids. We just don't let them run. Okay, you guys. And you're the guide, right?
I'll get them there.
You'll get them there. Okay.
I'm in charge today, but I'll get them there.
You're like Jesus, getting us all to heaven.
We need a hook.
Okay, come on. Come on.
It's okay, really.
Okay, we continue by hearing God's word.
The first reading is from Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go to all to whom I send you. And you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Now I have put words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 71 is appointed for today, verses 1 to 6. We'll read responsively by half verse. Psalm 71, verses 1 to 6. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. In your righteousness, deliver me and set me free. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe.
Keep me
Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked. For you are my hope, O Lord God. I have been sustained by you ever since I was born. From my mother's womb, you have been my strength.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 4th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then Jesus began to say to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is acceptable in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow of Zephirath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them were cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way." The Gospel of our Lord. Today I'd like to share these three things with you from our Gospel text. First of all, that God protects us in a hostile world. Secondly, we are to be inclusive people, not exclusive people. Thirdly, we are to be an epiphany, or a revealing of God's love for the world, living out 1 Corinthians 13, will be epiphanies or revelations of Christ in your life and in the life of others. Today we will be coming forward for Holy Communion, and we will be receiving Jesus. We will say, I believe. The Gospel of John, I think, speaks to our text. Chapter 1, verse 11. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Our text today is an example of that Johannine text. We see Jesus going to Nazareth, his hometown, his own people. His own people did not receive him. You are here today, probably not Jewish. You are here today as a Gentile. And this Christian community is now open to all people. Because even in the early telling of the stories of Jesus, he was reaching out to more than Jewish, than the Jewish community. And that really ticked them off. It made them mad. Made them so mad that they were willing to throw him off a cliff to put him to death. It just wasn't the time yet. But Jesus would die. Die for all people, not just a select group. Rejection's a horrible thing. I don't know if you've ever felt rejected. I don't know if people have ever told you you're not good enough. I want to tell you today, you're good enough. And I'm so thankful for this community here at St. Andrew. I have seen since I've been here a group of people that welcome all people. Everybody can come. Everybody can sit in these pews. Everybody can be baptized at this font. Everybody can come who believe in Jesus and want to receive him into their lives can come and have Holy Communion. So when you come today, see that as a fulfillment of John and Jesus' invitation for all people to come and keep coming. Keep accepting Jesus into your life and other people also. If you looked at the text, you saw Elijah and Elisha quoted. They were sent to Gentiles. Zephorah was in Sidon. It's a non-Jewish area, a Gentile. The Syrian, Naaman, came from Syria. He was non-Jewish. Jesus threw that at those Jewish people. And he said, shape up. All people are welcome in my ministry. All can come. And that made him mad. I wonder the kind of messages we give to people that communicates rejection. I wonder how you respond when you hear the good news being offered to someone you don't think it should be offered to. Be careful of that, because that's in the history of Christianity. It took generations for the Jewish community to welcome Gentiles, and now we have the Christian church. If it hadn't been for those people in the early times of this thing called the church who were inclusive, we might just be a small little Jewish group someplace in Israel. Aren't you glad we're not? Aren't you glad you could be here today? And all the things Jesus did as his Father sent him, you can participate in that. So let's do that. And let's realize the hostility that's out there. The segregation of people, those who are good and those who aren't. The gospel and 1 Corinthians calls us to love all people. And I know that can be difficult because some people are difficult to love. I can be difficult to love, believe it or not. That's just the way we are. But Christianity breaks across that. And instead of building walls, Christianity builds bridges to people, so that all may come, all may participate. And don't be afraid to tell it. Don't be afraid to invite people to this church. I've really been impressed by the openness. I had coffee today with a member of our church and a Catholic. who loves to come to this church. He goes to his church last night. He's here today because he loves the fellowship. That's a tremendous witness to the life of this community. Let's keep opening up for people so that they can come regardless of their faith traditions. Let's not be afraid to talk. Yesterday I was in Milwaukee, took my mother-in-law, whose husband died, my father-in-law, a year ago yesterday. My sister-in-law lives in Florida. My wife's in South Carolina. I'm commissioned to go take care of Mom on that day. So she's 93, and we didn't want her out driving, which she still does. And I drove over there, and we went to Sendix. And she bought her groceries, and we bought a plant, so it would be at the church, just like we put plants in memory of people. And while I'm in Sendix, I'm wearing my sweatshirt from South Carolina. It has a gamecock on it. You guys might not even know what a gamecock is for South Carolina. It's like Bucky Badger here in Wisconsin. And some guy comes up and taps me on the shoulder and he says, "I never thought I'd see it." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You're wearing a gamecock sweatshirt. I'm from South Carolina, and this is the first time I've seen someone here wearing that kind of garb." And I said, "Well, today's your lucky day, buddy, because here I am." And we had a brief conversation. He told me about his life. I told him about mine, what I was doing here. And we just kind of gave each other a little gentle shrug. I don't even know his name. But he took the initiative to reach out and speak to me. And I appreciated that. And I want you to know there's a lot of people out there that are walking around looking for something. Maybe not a gamecock sweatshirt or something, but they're looking for something. And if you will be willing enough to engage in a conversation with anybody, you'd be surprised. You will not be rejected. You'll be welcomed. And you will be perceived as being inclusive. You will be an epiphany. If you have the opportunity to share your life, you can't help but spill out some of your faith. And there's a lot of people that are hungry for such things. So keep going. Don't give up. What a miracle. They wanted to throw Jesus off a cliff. As powerful as changing water into wine, or walking on the water, is walking through a crowd of hostile people that are focused on you and want to get you and toss you and reject you. He just walked right through them. Let us be those kind of people. Let us be people who can walk through this world in such a way that the words we speak, the things we do, will be an attraction, will draw people to Christ. And don't let anybody keep you from doing that, even if they threaten to throw you off a cliff. Just be who you are. Be proud of it. Give thanks. You are good enough. God will gift you with whatever you need through the power of His Spirit. Let us stand together, prepare to sing our song. "Lord, speak to us that we may speak." And let us do that this week. Look for a guy with a shirt that you can start a conversation. Amen.
Thank you.
church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in God, Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The congregation may be seated. In baptism, we're welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. So we rejoice now that some of our sisters and brothers will lead us again in our common life and our mutual mission as a congregation. The following people have been elected by the congregation to positions of leadership. We give thanks for their willingness to serve. As I read your names, I would invite you to come forward. Beginning new terms on council, Dana Harold, Derek Hoff, Ken Luer, and Herb Hain. Continuing terms, Carrie Fairman, Tammy Schilling, Lynn Weiss, Chris Hagen, and Sandra Fisher. Continuing appointments, Financial Secretary Mike Howlett, Treasurer Terry Wiederhaft, Secretary Denise Scarry. Our council alternate Dan Malm. A reading from 1 Corinthians. There are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith bear witness to God, who gathers us into one together with the whole church. You are to seek to involve all members of this congregation in worship, learning, witness, and service and support so that the mission of Christ is carried out in this congregation, in the wider church, in this community, and in the whole world. You are to be faithful in your specific area of serving that the Spirit who empowers you may be glorified. You are to be examples of faith in active love, fostering peace, harmony, and mutual understanding in this congregation. On behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, will you accept and faithfully carry out the duties of the offices to which you have been elected or appointed? If so, then say, I will, and I ask God to help me.
I will, and I ask God to help me.
I would invite the congregation to please stand. People of God, I ask you, will you support these, your elected leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? If so, then say, we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will, and we ask God to help us.
I now declare you installed and reaffirmed as council members of this congregation. Almighty God, bless you and direct your days and deeds in peace, that you may be faithful servants of Christ. Amen. Let us please thank these servants. Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Dean. Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Carrie. Thanks, Lynn. You may be seated as we begin our prayer. I'm sorry, everybody stay standing. What's my problem today? Very human.
Right, right.
That's right. Embrace who I am. Yeah. I heard you. Let us pray. United as a body in Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. We pray for the church. Inspire us by your Spirit as we respond to your call. When we are reluctant, strengthen us. When we are doubtful, encourage us. Above all, let your love shine through us. Lord, in your mercy. For the earth, for mountains and prairies, cities and farms, rainforests and deserts. Awaken us to the mystery and diversity of your creation. Nurture all living things and protect your creation from harm. Lord, in your mercy. For the nations, kindle within us a spirit of respect for one another. Protect those fleeing their homes to escape danger or oppression. Bring peace to communities torn apart by warfare and violence. Lord, in your mercy. For those in need, protect those who suffer abuse and encourage those who lack hope. Guide all who provide medical care. Comfort those who grieve and bring healing to the sick. Lord, in your mercy. For this assembly, bless our children and our elders. Gather us into a community guided by your love. Inspire in us a spirit of hospitality and kindness. Teach us to bear one another's burdens with compassion. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for those who have gone before us in faith and who now see you face to face. Inspire us by their example and bring us into your everlasting presence. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our prayers and fill us with the radiance of your love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another.
Let us stand. Let us receive our offering prayer. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them
us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God. Through our Savior Jesus Christ, by the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." And gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table and feast on our gracious Lord who loves us forever. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. And our prayer, we thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banquet table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now, that we may set the captive free. Use your gifts to build one another up. Amen. The God of glory dwell in you richly. May you be loved and shine brightly on your path, and the blessings of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain upon you forever. Amen. Peace, Christ is with you.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening, and God's blessing be with you.